long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Reconciliation. The Mandalorian trio of Bail, Kane, and Doric have recently discovered that the hook-handed pirate was actually long thought dead former clan leader of Clan Ordo, Nam Barroia. Will reuniting the amnesiatic Mandalorian with his clan be a boon for these underdog warriors? Or will the overwhelming emotions of reunion cloud their decisions and spell their doom? Last part of our story here, we have fought pirates and now we have an upcoming skirmish. Things are getting crazy. I'm excited. I can't wait to see which one of these guys dies because I'm just hoping someone dies. It's just one of those things. It's a GM. If you can't kill somebody, why do you get into this game? I mean, really.
I mean, it's probably we're going to lose a hand rather than die outright.
That's true. It's Star Wars. I'm hoping we've done almost 70 episodes of Flight Risk and nobody's lost a limb. I'm kind of disappointed in us. So
70.
We'll see. Hopefully you guys can make us a true Star Wars show and one of you guys will take one for the team and lose an arm or a hand.
We'll see.
All right. We're going to dive right into our player and character introductions. We do not have a question today because I have no idea where I put my list of questions and I'll have to find it later. C'est la vie. Life moves on. First up, we have going around the board, we have Nimoy. Nimoy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It just snowed, which is terrifying to me as someone who used to live in the South. This is dark magic as far as I'm concerned. It snows for 2 days every 5 years. That's how this should be.
Welcome to the North, young one.
Hey, I'm in Southern California. I've never seen snow in my life, and I'm 40. So I know what you're talking about. So who are you playing in our game tonight?
It might be unexpected, but I am, in fact, playing Doric Thrawn.
What?
Yeah, I know. The Mandalorian bodyguard.
Color.
Who is no longer bodyguarding the original two people. But anyway, the long-suffering Mandalorian bodyguard and metaphorical babysitter.
All right, next up we have Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good, I'm excited. Can't wait to see what happens on Mandalore. We're getting, everything's ramping up. Who cool. Are you playing tonight, my friend?
As you may expect, Bail Branda, human bounty hunter, I guess. Also known as Primrose Ashadir in previous episode. <It's>, kind of talks like this. Primrose Ashadir!
We might get a Primrose.
I'm here!
Crossover time.
Exactly. It's going to be one of those things. In the heat of the battle, Primrose is going to leap out. It's going to be something
you can't
control.
That's
our triumph.
He's just going to pop up and be like, I am Primrose Ashadir, and you cannot do this to me.
No, I guarantee you roll a despair, I'm going to make you slip into Primrose. Like the PTSD. You're going to think you're a scientist.
Despairs have to be unrelated, so Primrose just dies in the other game.
Yeah, it'll be.
You can't play him anymore.
It'll be one of his many personas.
All right.
Who are you playing?
All right, last but not least, we have Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
Howdy, I am good.
Cool. Andrew, what fun, wacky individual you bring into Mandalore?
I'm still bringing Kane, but like. What if I said I was playing Bail this
time? You know what?
Primrose Ashadir will have a huge problem with that.
Okay, can I be Dwayne now? Not the GM. Can I just pretend to be Dwayne?
We all stand up from the table we're all sitting at, and we move one seat to the left, and exactly. We just take over whoever.
We are, in fact, actually all sitting at a table together. even though I live in, like, New England and Duane lives in Vermont, we drive
well,
out
Well, Vermont is in New England.
To even with the coronavirus, we're in, like, Omaha, Nebraska. That's why it takes so long sometimes for these episodes. Horrendously expensive. Please,
you know how expensive the cables are for these mics? We're all recording off of one laptop. It's just, it's really, it's really complicated.
Travel costs are killing us.
We have to pay a messenger pigeon to send a USB to the nearest place with internet access to upload it.
All right, where we left off on our adventure, you guys had just taken down a bunch of pirates. And you had discovered that one of the lead pirates was the missing former clan leader, Nam Baroya. After some punching, some shooting, some fighting, and some sweet words by Bale, you were able to convince him that, yep. No, he's no longer a pirate, that he was always Nam Baroya, and he has agreed to go back with you guys to your base to help with this oncoming skirmish. I think we left poor... Kane there being pulled out from under a giant lizard.
We totally forgot about him.
Yep. Left me to basically die.
So we'll move forward a little bit. There were some ships that were there. I believe I said there was like five ships there, and there was now five of you, if you count Nat Prep, who's there, who's very happily holding the Sword of Ordo. He claimed his family's sword back, so he's feeling pretty pumped. Yeah. How are you guys going to handle getting back to the Clan Odias homestead? Are you guys going to try to take all the ships, load up on just one? What is your plan?
Are you kidding? There's five free ships. There's five 4.5 people here. Okay.
Well, I've broken every bone in my body. I would love to fly, but I'm shattered.
So Bale looks over at Nat and he says... hey, Nat, and tosses him like the keys to one of the trucks. Like, I hope you know how to drive, buddy, because I'm pretty sure these things are going to be worth a couple of credits. So you crash it, it's your fault. I'm not going to forgive you for that. So here's the keys, kid. Drive. Drive
Bale
slowly.
Throws the key. Yeah. Doric snatches them out of the air and says, "Nope, I'm going to be pilot." Wait a couple of years. We'll get him training speed or something. Bale, I know we're pretty.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm Nat Prep. Flying is what I do. When I'm behind the wheel, I just think happy thoughts and I know I can fly.
God.
Oh my God.
And flying makes me happy, and when I'm happy, I fly better than anyone out there, even the three of you.
So Bale grabs another set of the keys and throws them to Doric and goes, "Doric, this one's for you. Give the kid the keys. If he crashes, he crashes. You know, you don't learn unless you crash a couple of times in your lifetime."
Okay. Bale, I do want to point out to you, there are five ships here. You're still dealing with the fact that you got too drunk at that party. So you're drunk.
Hey,
you're inebriated.
Hey,
you can't drive.
Look. I am scared sober, all right? Scared sober. Look.
You
are look at all these
slightly from side to side.
Listen. There was more booms here than a battle between the Sith and the Jedi, okay? So listen here. I can drive. I'm good. I can drive. Look, I'll even tightrope walk for you.
You're inebriated. One of us is underage. The other person only has one hand. And the best pilot that we have is currently recovering from being crushed by a giant lizard.
Maybe just one ship,
and I'll drive, and we'll have it that way. We can come back later.
I'm the
designated driver.
Bale... looks over past Nimoy like, "Hey, look, skips over there," and then bolts towards one of the ships.
I would say definitely while you guys are talking,
Doric definitely does. The skip could be anywhere.
Yeah, while you guys are talking, you hear one of the ships just turn on, and Nat is gone, and the ship starts hovering there, and he's just mm-hmm. waiting for you guys. He's in that ship and he's got it hovering. It's just floating there nice and soft. He's flown some stuff before. He may not be able to go into space and handle a skirmish, but flying something in a relative straight line is something Nat can handle.
All right, cool.
Nam is going to go,
hey, just because I've only got one hand doesn't mean I can't fly, my friend. I've been flying since you were in diapers, okay?
As I'm running, I toss, like, I just toss another pair of keys, like, up into the air towards Nam.
He tries to catch him.
Actually, no, I throw the other two up in the air towards, like, where they're kind of congregating mm-hmm. as I'm making my break for the ship.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nam will walk over, get those keys, and get into that ship. How does Kane go ahead and limp onto his ship? Because, I mean, you got fixed up a little bit. You're still banged up, but you're enough to at least stumble and fly.
Yeah, do I still have my, what was it? Agonizing wound?
No, I thought, I don't know if I could look at the roller and see if...
Yeah, because I know I got that, and then I used the med pack, which healed me slightly. It healed me... wound wise, but I don't know if that also healed me away from my critical injury.
Bale did a medicine check and was able to lift the critical wound on you because he got those three successes mm-hmm. on his medicine check. So he was yep. able to lift your
okay.
critical. So
yeah, I thought that. Okay.
Yeah, you're cool. just hanging out with three wound right now. So you are battered and bruised and limping, but you're conscious enough that, you know, if you wanted to, you could probably fly.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's. This is my one job, so I guess I'll go do it and pray right now.
All right, so the five of you guys are taking these assortments of the ships back towards the Odias clan home front there, and what was a few hour walk is just a couple minutes of flying. And as you guys crest over a hill, who's flying in the lead?
I am, because I got into the ship first.
No, Nat would be.
Nat would definitely be racing who's ever trying to be mm-hmm. first, because he's not going to lose to one of you guys.
Yeah, I'm willing to roll.
Okay. All right. If you do that, you're going to cry. Oh, wait. We never roll Destiny Pool.
Yeah.
Let's roll our Destiny Pool, and then we will have a roll-off to see who wins.
One light side point. Yay.
One light side point.
Special rolls destiny.
Two.
Damn it.
Damn it, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew.
Who are you missing? Is that everybody?
That's everybody.
That's it? One,
two, three? Yeah, three of us and you.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll just do straight pilot planetary, yours against his, to see who wins. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is going to go terribly. Here we go.
I'm not going to flip a dark side because I don't want you to roll a despair and have you crash or anything.
So normally he'd get a black die because he's drunk, and now we get a black die because he's too young, so it cancels out.
Right? Exactly. You know that? So you're just going to roll whatever your pilot planetary is, and that's it.
Any difficulty?
Yeah. Beat four successes and an advantage, kid.
Five triumphs.
All right.
Suck it, young person.
That'd be five successes and two advantages for the young boy. What did you get there, Joe?
Four successes and an advantage.
So this 12-year-old just punches it and floors it right past Bale.
I'm ramming in a ship. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna kill.
So we'll just say as both of you guys are jockeying for position, racing back and forth, all of a sudden, Bale sees on his thing that his ship has just received a missile lock. That someone has just locked onto him, and you guys can hear over a broad frequency.
Identify yourselves, or you will be shot down.
Bale Bronda. I'm Bale Bronda.
They don't know who that is, Bale. We're Clan Order. We're coming back with a very important item that you will be very interested
in. It's Kane. It's me with the rest of the group. We picked up a stray or two.
Yeah, the voice automatic.
Kane! Oh, okay. Whoa, that's not the messenger. Did you lose your ship or something?
We left it here. We decided to walk for stealth reasons, and but we're back. We got some more ships for us. Forewarning, I am very beat up. It wasn't their fault.
Great. Yeah, you guys are gonna be clear. Say hello, stay on the radar, and yeah, we'll get the medics ready for you when you get back. Welcome back.
And you guys pilot in, and yeah, you land, and there's a bunch of people out front. And how does it go when you guys get off? Nam kind of stumbles out, and he's kind of standing by a ship, and he's unsure of what to do, because he has vague recollections of these people, but it's like a phantom memory for him right now.
Yeah. I hop out of the ship. I'm going to wait for Nam to get out of his ship, and he gets out of his ship, I assume. And
yeah, he's very just gingerly taking slow steps. You hear that mechanical every other step as he walks. Mm-hmm. He's kind of trying to hide almost the hook hand that he has, because he knows he's not what they remember, and he's kind of worried that they may not recognize him or see him.
So I'm going to take the lead, and I'm going to say, I'm going to turn over to Nam, like, Nam, let me explain everything to them before you make your appearance. So I'm assuming, like, you know, in very Star Wars fashion, all the Ewoks come out of the trees and to greet everybody, right?
Yeah, there's probably like 20 or 30 people who have kind of walked over, because you guys came back with ships you didn't have before, and it's kind of like unexpected. Mm-hmm. They weren't expecting anyone to come back. And yeah, Nam kind of puts his helmet on, and so no one recognized him, and kind of just kind of is going to walk behind you guys as you guys all walk up. Nat lands and jumps out of his ships and goes,
you know what? I'm going to take back what I said about Odias. You people are top-notch in my book now. I'm going to go back to my clan now that I have the sword. I'm going to relay what you guys have done for us, and I will come back with my father, and we'll make things right. I'll be back as soon as I can. Don't go anywhere. Don't start any crazy. I think we can get everybody on the same page.
I can't promise that, kid. I just can't make that sort of a promise. That's too big for me to keep. But I'll try. I'll try to keep things tame.
Just keep the thermal detonators in your pants for now. How about that? Yeah.
Oh, that is very bad fight.
Please, no more of those.
I like how you said, you know, it was Kane's like, you know, it wasn't their fault. That it very nearly was Kane's fault. Like, if things had changed just slightly, we would have killed Kane.
So yeah, Nat will go ahead and run back, and without even asking you guys, he gets back in his ship and flies off in the ship that he had.
Shoot it down. No, I'm kidding.
Now that one's an enemy ship.
Well, I mean, right now you guys might have, you know, bridged that gap with Clan Ordo, so they might be back on your side, so that'll be something we'll have to play later.
Everything might be back.
Bastard beat me in a race. I'm not happy about that. So the crowd gathers, and, you know, I go, all right, everybody, calm down. So we took out the pirates and found out that that Nam was among them. Now, it's not exactly what you think, okay? He wasn't willingly working with them. Somebody messed with his head a little bit. I'm thinking maybe some wonky force stuff, and he's starting to remember things. He's not all there yet, but he still has his leadership and strategy skills. So it looks like part of him's still there, at least the parts that we need now, but the rest of them isn't. So everyone just be calm. And I motion over to Nam. I go, you can take off the helmet, buddy.
So as you're motioning over to Nam, one individual steps forward, and it's a larger woman, and you could tell that everyone steps to the side, and you know Kane right away. This is Vera Baroria. This is the current leader of Clan Odias. She returned back while you guys were out on your little mini adventure there, and she just barks at Bale.
I don't know who you think you are coming here just running off, causing God knows what, without getting permission from your clan leader. That's not how we do things here. I know you, and you've been off planet for a while, thinking you could do whatever you want, when you want. But there's a way we do things here on Mandalore. We follow orders. We work as a team and as a family. We are not individuals. I will put you down myself if you step out of line.
Very well, very well. No need for my head to roll just yet. We still have plenty of other heads that need to roll before mine. But, you know, we got rid of the pirates. They were a very integral part of, I guess, the Sith Lord's plan to take over the planet. So, you know, yeah, we did kind of go a little rogue on you, and I'm sorry. I'll bring you, like, some roses or some chocolates at some point. But for right now, we've just messed up a huge part of their plan. And now we actually have a chance because we got the sword back. Now we're not in it alone. So a little bit of a thank you in that scolding might have been nice too. But so, you know what? Hey, you're the leader. You're the boss. You do you.
So you feel a hooked hand on your shoulder, mm-hmm. kind of pulling you back, Bale. And...
digs into your shoulder blade.
Ow! Ow, stop it! Ah, it hurts!
You're wearing cuts armor. Off his arm. He's being gentle. He knows you're hurt, and he just pulls you back, and he slowly steps forward, and he's still wearing his helmet, and you see him standing there in front of Vera, and with his helmet on, he just kind of turns his head kind of sideways and back and goes,
"Is that my little Joker? Is that you?"
And you can see that she gets mad because that is something no one gets to call her. That was her dad's name. And you just see rage kind of filling up in her face. She goes,
"I don't know who you think you are, but no one calls me that."
Tries to take a big swing, and he just grabs her arm, spins her around.
My Tuka hasn't changed at all.
And he takes his helmet off and pushes her back, and she steps back and looks. And it's just confusion, because she remembers her dad, and she's tried to make peace with him being dead. And there he is in front of him, scarred. He's got that eye that's kind of that milky white from being injured. He's got scars. He's probably got patchy hair and all that kind of stuff. But she looks and just, you hear just like softness in her voice. Like you could hear like the 6-year-old voice in her. Like she's just a child going,
"Papa?"
And she cries. The tears come down her cheeks, and she just embraces her father. And it's just,
"Papa, I thought you were... I'm sorry. I never should have stopped looking for you. I'm so sorry."
And he just holds her tight and goes,
Tuka, it's okay. I was gone. I was somewhere else. You would have never found me. I've been off Mandalore so long. This is my first time back, and the clan, it's still strong."
Here, and he looks at everyone, and...
"I couldn't be more proud of you, even if I was here the entire time."
And...
And Bale just kind of snickers, "Tuka."
They both just stop and...
Dork
and
they elbows just shoot Bale.
Yeah, they both just stop and look right at Bale.
And he just stops laughing. He just stops laughing immediately.
And Dork. She'll just go...
"I will give you one. Because you brought my father back to me, that is your one."
And Bale just like takes a very, very deep bow and goes, "Thank you very much, Tuka." And walks off.
All right. So we could move the scene forward a little bit with you guys getting some medical attention.
Yeah. In the background at the end of the last scene, I just collapse. I just spend the whole time like kind of woozy and then right there. I just
imagine Kane standing there like someone who's dead in Mortal Kombat, just bobbing and weaving.
Yeah,
bobbing
exactly.
They forgot like about me minutes. Again.
Yeah.
Just as the screen wipe happens, exactly. It's perfectly timed.
Yes, he collapses, everyone head turns, and yeah, we get the screen wipe. Yeah. So, what are your guys' health at right now? Because we're gonna.
I have 3 health remaining.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. So, I have I have time for a rest, right?
We have some, it's not much time necessarily for rest. I mean, it's not going to be like an overnight thing where you can reheal yourself, but there's enough if you guys, the medics will take care of you guys. And yeah, we could say that, Kane, they'll ease, cause, correct me if I'm wrong, but stem packs, they have diminishing returns, right? You get five, then you get four, then you get three. Every time you use it, it kind of diminishes in a 24-hour period.
Let me
chemical dependency.
So my name.
Welcome to the Star Wars opioid addiction episode.
Oh wait, this should be
a very special episode.
Oh man, that is not a fun thing.
Just to say go no through. To Destiny.
Stimpak.
Not a fun thing to go through.
Blah blah blah. Takes maneuver character. Automatically heal 5 wounds. Characters can use stimpaks more than once, but each use heals 1 less wounds. The second heals 4, blah, blah, blah. 6 stimpak heals no wounds. The character is already oversaturated with the medicine for it to have any effect. It takes a day for the character's body to process the stimpaks and for them to be able to use them at their full effectiveness.
I just can't imagine how your body excretes the stuff from the stimpak after 24 hours. I don't know if you sweat it out. Is it like asparagus in your pee? I don't know. It's got
to
be weird.
I think it just takes that long to get fully absorbed into your body? ?
All right. So we could. You can decide, Kane. How many stem packs? That goes for everybody. If you need a stem pack, go ahead and give yourself a stem pack or two. I can roll for a medicine check from the combat medic that's going to be on site to also help you. That's what their ability, and that they just roll it, and that tells you how much you get back, right?
It depends on what it's trying to go for, because medical check difficulty, it is, stim packs are automatic.
Well, I was saying if you didn't want to overload yourself with stim packs just in case, tomorrow when you guys are in this battle and it hasn't been 24 hours, you use a stim pack, you wanted to do 4 instead of 2. That type of thing. If you want, because the medic can do a couple checks on you and to help you that way. So I will just roll their ability, and we'll see how well it goes, and we'll figure out
what that is. I would like to try that. So for directed at me, it would be a 2 purple, but for everyone else, it would be a 1.
Okay, so I'll give each of you 1 medicine check as well before you can decide what stem pack, how many stem packs you want. All right, so we'll do Kane's first. That's 2 purple. So 1 success and 1 advantage. So
not you may want to.
Yeah, so I'll say that's at least, 1 wound, 1 strain you get back from that.
Okay, yeah.
And then you decide on your stem pack. Go ahead.
Have you already taken one?
No, I had a med kit, not a stem pack.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, a med kit helps with a roll. A stem pick is like a health potion.
Yeah, med kit removes the difficulty from the check. I think I will go that check and then 2 stim packs to set me back down to 0.
Okay, cool. And I'll do a check for Dork right now. That's against 1 purple.
Oh, I have 7 out of 16. So.
Okay, so you get 1 back. These guys are not rolling good. A lot of cancellations. Mm-hmm. So you get 1 back from the roll. So 1 wound recovered, and then you decide on the stem pack if you want to help throw up another 5 on there. Let me do the medicine roll for.
I got my medicine.
Well, roll. I do the medicine roll for Bale, because everyone gets a little. Because he's not really. He's only missing the 3, but who knows? They might be able to fix him. So, there you go. So he gets the one who's the least hurt gets the best roll. He gets recover 4 wound.
Oh, thank you very much. You are a very, very good medic. How are you doing over there, Andrew?
I've been successfully. Fully healed.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm sure you still got.
I used 2 stim packs and that 1 med.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right, so we're gonna jump forward to the a big meeting in the Arumarut where Vera's there, Nam is there, you 3 are there, and there's say like 2 or 3 other important looking Mandalorians. in the room. Rail will be there because he's one of the older ones. He's respected. He's still a little drunk, but he's there. And Vera just asked.
So from what I've gathered, you all have been able to hopefully mend this little problem we've been having with Ordo. Is that correct?
That is correct. We got him back the sword.
So
that they claim that we stole, that we didn't. But technically, well, that's let's not get into semantics here. We got back the sword. They should be happy now, so they should leave us alone. And possibly help us against the oncoming onslaught that's going to be coming our way.
The boy who ran off in the ship, he is our great negotiator that you sent?
Well, no, he's not a negotiator. He's just going to put in a good word for us. And then they're going to say, I guess he's going to go grab his dad, and they're going to come over here and they're going to talk shop.
Tuca, the boy, he's Bari's son. He will speak to him, and Bari will listen. And they will come and mend this. He's a stubborn old bastard, but it'll listen.
Vera just kind of looks, and she's not used to having her dad back. She's used to being the big kahuna in these situations. And you can tell that she's kind of confused. She's trying to be in charge, but her dad's there and he's supposed to be in charge. So it's kind of this awkward pyro dynamic where she doesn't know exactly what her role is right now. And she'll go,
fine, but if they do come and the other clans are united, can we stop a Sith Armada? All of the warriors are off. Can we hold them for a day? Is that something you think we can do, Father?
Nam goes,
we are Mandalore, and we will always stand. Remember that.
I don't know about you, but this chair's kind of comfy, so I'm just going to sit.
Dort can't elbow Bale, but he just looks across, and Bale feels the urge to elbow himself. Yeah.
No, yeah. I imagine that Dort goes to kick him under the table, and Kane goes, ow!
Point taken!
Nam goes,
I may not have all my faculties, but I know a little of their plan. I wasn't at all the meetings, but I know they're coming soon. They plan to overpower us with bombers. Well, they land large movers and ground infantry. If we can delay or stop those bombers and somehow destroy or cripple those movers, that will give us enough time to hold. Enough time for the rest of our forces to get back. Regardless of how we handle those two things, we have to prepare. We'll be outnumbered, and this isn't a problem for us. We all know that one Mandalorian is worth 100 Sith.
And you just hear everyone just kind of like grunt and cheer in agreement. They're like, yeah, man, they're just talking shit about the Sith.
If we fight smart and plan and prepare, we will hold the day. So I have to ask you three. You brought me back. You seem to know. You have these abilities. Vera and I will gather our forces. We'll speak with the other clan leaders and arrange our forces. But can you three handle this task? Can you save the day?
Of course, Saddle.
I don't have anything better to do, of course. I'm here for my family.
So what is it that you would each like to do? I know very little of you other than you're all good in a fight. What do you feel that is best suited for you?
Kane, I know you best of these, and my father speaks highly of them, and I will not doubt their ability as warriors.
Looks over at Bale.
I may question their character as men, but as warriors, I will trust them. But Kane, what suits you best? What would you like to lead us in?
Still, I can fly. I will continue to fly.
Good. I trust you in the sky, Kane. Who will fly with Kane?
In this this little three-way scenario, everyone's going to be playing an NPC for to help out the other player.
Yeah.
And they look at Joe's NPC.
Yeah.
And
Bubba Dreg is a heavier set guy. It looks like he's spent either way too much time drinking beer or too much time just eating all day long. But he's a damn good pilot, and he stands up, kind of stumbles on his way up from the chair and goes, "I'll do it. I'll fly with him."
All right. And then Nimoy's NPC will stand. And who are they?
Well, his official name is Jeff Rosil, but everyone just calls shortens it to Jethro. He's from the deep south of Mandalore. No.
He's from southern Mandalore.
He's got a band called Tull.
That's the name of his gun.
Well, I mean, I suppose I can lend a bit of a hand. I mean, it's, you know, if you need somebody to keep you flying, I guess I'm your man. You know, it's no problem. Yeah, I'll be all right.
That's right. We'll do this.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine a better crew to go out?
Oh, absolutely not.
Dangerous space.
Yeah,
you couldn't ask for a better crew. You know, it's going to be fine.
We'll get through this, Jethro.
Did I change voices?
New character trait, constantly changing voices.
It's a 50-50 shot whether or not we're going to replace these.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. All right, so Vera will go.
Perfect. You three may begin your planning.
And so Kane and Jethro and what's the other name?
Oh, Bubba?
Yeah. Jethro, yeah. Jesus Christ, Jethro, Bubba, and Kane. Jethro, Bubba, and Kane head out, and Vera will go looking at Bale and...
So, from what they say, you are Rail's little brother?
And Rail will speak up and go...
Yeah, he's not really little. I mean, he's tiny, but he's good, Vera. He's got the skills. He can handle it, and... I just know that if you...
And you see, you can tell that he's still kind of drunk.
What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, Bale. That he will get the job done. My family will never let the clan down. Trust in Bale.
And Bale gives him an assuring nod, yep, I can do this.
So, Brondo, what are you going to tackle?
So you did say that there was some sort of a, wasn't there mention of like a convoy or something like that that's coming through? Some sort of ground assault?
They're going to drop some of their massed ground forces as far away from us as possible so they don't risk trying to hunt them down by spreading ourselves too thin. But if we could stop those movers and hamper their large ground forces, I think that would be beneficial. We can't sacrifice a full unit. Because we need to hold the mainland here. But if you're willing to go out there, I'm sure we can get a couple soldiers to go with you.
And that is when Kane's NPC will stand up and introduce themselves.
Good, because I have a plan.
And he rubs his hands together.
They're not going to know what hit him. No, literally, they're not going to know what hit them.
All right. Kane, who was your NPC?
Andrew,
sorry.
it's Kane, but in a second set of armor on top of the armor.
He's a clone!
No,
he just switched helmets.
So my NPC, her name is Ayla Sassin.
Okay.
We'll figure out the pronunciation of that one later. Mm-hmm. And she is, how to describe it? I would say live, but obviously jacked.
Okay. So super muscular swimmer body.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
And she's okay, that sounds good. I'm in on that.
And then Nimoy's NPC will stand?
Again, I have no idea if this is going to carry through, but a small, non-human, short, stocky, kind of furry, we'll give those Sith bastards what for. Krifist Kslimo liquors. Only good Sith are dead Sith, that's what I say. My name's Bilo Lout.
Oh, we got the Scotsman.
You thought you were going to be the craziest man on this adventure. You ain't seen nothing yet, lad.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So,
boss, could I get somebody else? He scares
Rail,
me.
Yeah, Rail is just laughing. You just hear him laugh.
Oh, Bale, you had, trust me, the little furball is certifiably insane. I promise you this, he is insane. But for what he does, there is no one better. Trust me. Just get past the crazy, and he'll be of great use, I promise you. He's nuts, but unbelievably effective.
Lad, can I just ask a personal question? What's your opinion on thermal detonators?
Oh, I love them. Oh, it's my favorite tool.
We'll be great friends.
Oh, yes, we will. All right, I like this guy. I'll take him.
All right, so they you put the arm over him, and they go walking out, and what was, Andrew, your character's name?
Ayla.
Ayla just kind of watches them go, shrugs her shoulders, and walks out with them. And now Vera turns to Doric and goes...
And that leaves you to set up our surprise offensive.
Well, if that's what we need, I should be more than able to handle that all. We're going to be setting up some sort of ambush, if I have the meaning correct?
They're going to be coming from multiple points, and I think there are some chokeholds we can establish to mow them down. At least their ground forces. There's also a place where I think we can set up our guns and shoot some of their fighters down from the ground. So you're going to have a lot to do. We got to make sure our snipers are positioned and our big guns are positioned in the right spots. You're going to need some vehicles. And you're going to need a couple hands to help you move some of this stuff.
Yeah. He goes, yo, I can take care of it. Not a problem. Hey, anybody see my wife, Adrian?
Oh, God.
You know what? We haven't met yet.
Wait a minute. I know you. Rocky.
Yeah, I'm Rocky Truboa. I got you. I'm a kind of an ace with a long-barreled slug thrower. I'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember you could hit a...
No, seriously, guys. You see my wife, Adrian, anywhere?
Adrian is over there, taking care of animals in the tent. So if you wish to go talk to her, she was looking for you.
Yeah.
But you may wish to strategize with Thrawn here. Make sure he knows the layout of the land, and make sure you get to the right place. The two of you won't be enough. Is there anyone else willing to help them?
Anybody with knowledge of the land, maybe? I mean, it has been a couple of years.
Andrew's NPC will stand?
Their name is Milan Krim.
Okay.
And they stand up and they're like, I know my way around. I'm somewhat of a navigator. I can help with that.
Good. So all you gotta do is point and I'll shoot, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. And give him a one, two, a right hook and a left hook, and I'm gonna go down like a sack of flour.
The right hook, I mean, we're going to be probably engaging them from fairly far away. Does your gun shoot hooks? Is that...
No, yeah, that's what I feel like this will be mostly straight lines.
I name my bullets left hook and right hook.
Do you only have two bullets?
No, I have...
I shoot him twos.
I thought he would name his guns like he'd have two guns named right hook and left hook.
Because yeah. Every time I pull the trigger, here two comes sniper the left rifles hook, at once.
And then I pull the trigger again. I'm like, oh, there's the right hook. And then sometimes I throw in a third and I call, here's a jab.
Two sniper rifles, one for each eye.
nothing screams two stealthy hands. Sniper as someone who screams out every time they shoot.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And every time I hit one, I just scream out, Adrian!
All right, so.
The Crusaders really left us the cream of the crop, didn't they?
Yes, but we are the clan. This is the way.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook. It's gonna. Oh my god! We're gonna do a risk podcast.
The game of Risk.
It's gonna be a 12-hour recording.
That hour long, we're gonna do a 2-hour long Risk episode without showing people the board.
It's gonna be a 12-hour long Risk episode.
It's a live stream, but it's audio only.
Oh, no. We're going to do it, and then there's going to be an accompanying PowerPoint slide presentation where after each move, we're going to take a picture, and that's going to be a slide on the PowerPoint. So they can see every move we make.